Radio Nostalgia from Mars.
Hey everybody, welcome to Workforce Gaming. I am Brad, here with Doug.
Hey.
We're here to talk about Golf Club Wasteland / Golf Club Nostalgia. Originally, Golf Club Wasteland had some weird legal thing or something, so some places it shows up as Nostalgia. I don't know. Not the important part right now, but whichever one of these you want to call it. I jumped into this because I actually played The Cub earlier this year, and The Cub is a sequel to this. And I was kind of like, oh, that was an interesting story. And then this game was $2 on PSN, so I was like, that was that interesting. So I actually bought this like while the credits were rolling of the sequel to this, The Cub. So basically, and it's actually interesting because the studio kind of has built their own smaller universe now because they have Golf Club Wasteland, The Cub, and there's another one coming out in about a month and a half. They're all about basically the end of the world, this great ecological disaster, and everybody fleeing the Earth to Mars. And basically what Golf Club Wasteland, and where it fits in the story, is that all these rich people on Mars now come back to Earth years later to play golf. Mm-hmm. They just use Earth as this big-ass golf course.
That's so grimy. That's a fun, grimy, gross little universe.
Yeah, and that's why I like it, because it's very much like all of these rich people, all these people on Mars who think they're better than everybody else, doing their own thing. And it's like, no, these are kind of the assholes. Like, the people on Mars are the assholes. They're the people who messed this up. They abandoned the Earth. They just left it there.
Yeah.
And you actually hear about, as you're playing, and The Cub does this too, when you have your helmet on, you listen to what's called Radio Nostalgia, which is this broadcast from Mars all about like, oh, here's like what life was like back on Earth. And as you're like walking through like the decaying ruins, you're hearing about this. But then it also interjects like, hey, like, just a reminder, you only get 2 gallons of water. We don't live on a planet with water, so stop being assholes. Get your 2 gallons. No, that's it for the week. Like, that kind of stuff. So very interesting just story-wise. And what you actually do in this is you play as the pilot of the final ship to leave Earth. So you're like the person who like officially abandoned Earth.
Oh, weird.
So like all these people have been going up to Mars, and like basically as the Earth is like decaying into this like poisonous, nasty, like horrible thing, you are the guy on the last ship leaving, piloting the last ship leaving. And you kind of find out about like how he feels about this. Like, you are the person who abandoned these, like, it talks about how there's all these people left on Earth when you left who you're just leaving to die, and you are basically the pilot of the person that, or the pilot of the ship that's just left these people.
But so, but you're playing golf, so did he go to Mars and come back?
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So the disaster and, like, all the leaving to Mars happened, I don't know the time frame, like, 10, 15 years ago.
Gotcha.
And now you're coming back and going, like, oh, okay, like, let's just play golf.
So are you like a regretful guy about this?
Yes.
Or are you just
yes.
Oh, okay. Or like, okay,
I don't want to get into spoilers because
yeah, sure.
Because there actually is like kind of like a heartfelt story about this guy and how what he's doing when he's on Earth playing golf. It kind of talks about like, oh yeah, all these rich people just go to golf. They just take a vacation to Earth. And you're like, no. Like, you get sent here just kind of as like a thank you for being this person that you were, as being kind of this the pilot to do this. So you're sent here more as like a thing.
Oh, you've won a trip to like
not a even golf like a outing, not even like a one, just like the company who does it was like, yeah, you can just go on this one, just go for it, like, we thank you for what you've done, you can go on this.
Oh, gross. That's fun. That's what, I like how gross that is. That's neat.
It does and it does very much have that like no, like, just going to Mars is not the victory here. Like, there's a lot of shit that's going to come with that thought, if that's the thought that we have. But kind of getting into the gameplay, the level design is really cool because you're just playing across like skyscrapers and stuff. You're playing like at one point, like, you play across like you're on a dock and you like have to get your ball through the yacht onto like the like lifeboat that's behind it. So very cool kind of environmental things. It's very platformy. So like,
okay,
a normal hole will be somewhere between a par 8 and a par 19, meaning you have between 8 to 19 shots. Yeah. So it's like, okay, I got to start up here, hit it onto that balcony, hit it onto the next balcony, go down the falling down building, hit it over the pile of the random puddle of water, bounce it off the car, and then there's the hole. So it's very like, it's not like just like a straightforward golf game.
Yeah, but it has like the power meters and stuff like a standard golf game though.
Yes, but they did
it.
Yes, but they did it weird.
Okay.
It's like you don't ever have like a really good indication of it. You kind of just get like an arrow, like almost like on a protractor, where you're just like sliding your line up or down, and that just gives you the initial lift, and then just how hard you hold the left stick. So It's very weird. It's not very precise, which gets fairly frustrating because like it's like, okay, hit it onto this platform that's, you know, 3 feet across, and then onto another platform that's 3 feet across, and also we're not really gonna get you the specifics of it. So it is frustrating. It has two modes, story and challenge. Challenge is like you have to do it in par, like you get 10 shots to do this level. Once you hit shot 11, ball blows up and you have to just restart. Mm-hmm. I made it to 19 out of 35 with that before I got frustrated and went, no. We're done.
Sure.
We're done. And once you
Is that a separate story or is it
no,
just
no, it's,
like
it's challenge the, it's the same thing. It's just like, do you want the challenge of having to do it?
Oh,
if
gotcha.
You switch it to story, what happens is if you get par. So if you do it in either mode, you get like a diary entry that tells you a little bit more about what this guy's doing in his life and what's going on.
Yeah.
In challenge mode, if you don't do it, you die and have to restart. In story, if you do it, you get that diary. If you don't, you just don't get that diary entry.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting. That's an interesting way. So you're still rewarded / punished if you're not doing amazing at it, kind of thing. Gotcha.
Yeah. So you still have the like the okay, something happens if I do good, not just like, all right, I'm going to take 300 shots to get here. You are missing out on a piece if you don't do it in that many.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
It's a weird little game. I don't know. I liked it. It's frustrating. The controls don't work, but it's kind of, if you listen to our review of The Cub, it's honestly my exact same thoughts on that game of like, I like this world. I like what this is trying to do.
Yeah.
It is really, really frustrating though. And there are parts where I'm just irritated because it just doesn't, the mechanics aren't quite there, but everything around those mechanics is there and feels really, really cool.
That's cool. I got my Enigma machine. I think like you said in a text, like I got my Enigma machine and Echo Stasis, and you've got now Golf Club Wasteland
and The Cub, and I think it's Demagogue Studios is the name of the studio. But
yeah,
just I don't know. They're just cool little games. They're again, I paid $2 for this. I think I've seen it for $2 like half a dozen times in the last 2 years. So something to check out if you're bored. It takes like 2 or 3 hours to get through. Cool little game.
Nice.
We are Workforce Gaming. You can subscribe to our channel. Leave a comment below. There's a link to support us on Ko-fi below as well. We'll see you later.
Bye.